Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you with us always, every single day, the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes. I am always humbled to be able to just pick up a microphone and speak. You know, I'm not stuck in rush hour traffic. I'm not going to a stupid meeting, drinking coffee with that powdered cream and sugar. Oh, my Lord. I was at an auto dealer. By the way, I want to welcome all of our brand new listeners before I go into my auto dealer story. I'm way off the reservation. I'm a loose cannon. I never stay with the same thought longer than 6 seconds. So bear with me. I want to welcome you to the show. If you're brand new listening, make sure you head over to everydaysaturday.com. Enter your name and email so we can stay in touch and motivate and inspire you every single day. It's the show that's unscripted. It's life unscripted. We're squeezing that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. And I want to talk about that specifically today. Life and death, man. It's been a wild week. I'm going to get into that. But I was at the auto dealer getting my oil changed last week. I never realized. I always go to those, not in the last 6 years, but in the past, I always went to those instant oil change places. You know, you drive in, the kids, always kids, they're, you know, messing with your oil filter, giving you the oil change, you're out and about. But it's like $30. Like, well, it's the convenience of it all. I go to Borcherding Buick, where I've bought my last two cars in the last 6 years, and I get an oil change every time. I get synthetic motor oil, and I get a tire rotation every single time, and all your fluids capped off and everything like that. $39.99. And you're in the auto dealer with a nice leather couches, free Wi-Fi, bottle water. And they didn't have the cream, though, the little creamers. So I had to put the powdered cream in the coffee. I mean, first world problem, right? Complaining about the creamer in your coffee. But it took me immediately back to the little lounge area we had in the corporate dining room in my previous job, where it was like the lemming. It was just, I'm telling you, they call it corporate America because they're all just dead corpses walking around, you know, vertical until they get to be horizontal. And they're just putting the creamer in there, it was like robots, and I was one of them, just a robot. Dump the cream in, dump the sugar in, and I would see people, of course, the smokers. They'd smell like just a chimney. Just, oh my God, smoking. It's so nasty to me now, especially that I'm never ever around it. When I smell a smoker in the room, I just want to vomit. And they would come in after choking down a cancer stick for 15 minutes. Their face is purple, their fingernails are yellow, and they'd go in and pour 8 pounds of sugar and a 12-ounce coffee and then walk away. And I'm thinking, my God, you're going to be dead in like 3 years. I mean, literally, you're just killing yourself. It's crazy. So anyway, I'm going to digress. Oh, one more point. Also, make sure you check out our Kickstarter campaign that's running for the next 27 days. Today's Friday, April 10th, 2015. We're funding our documentary film titled One More Breath that chronicles the journey of our baby Susan throughout her very first day, born at 24 weeks and 1 pound, to coming home. Yeah, she's home now. And look, man, $25 is the pledge I'm looking for. We're going to get there by a lot of $25 pledges, which we got some very cool perks and rewards. We had a $1,500 pledge come in last night. Shout out to Nancy Gaines, who is going to be on location as we film. Her and a guest are going to come to Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going to be on location with us. They're going to be in the editing room and get some really cool, unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the documentary film. So go to onemorebreath.org. And check out the Kickstarter campaign and pledge $25. That's all we're looking for. You know, I think you're really going to get moved when you see the video there. All right. So this week started April 6th. I had a podcast titled Opening Day, and I went down to Opening Day for the Reds and Pirates. Reds just swept the Pirates, by the way, which is amazing. First three games of the year, they're 3-0. And I saw that day, and I talked about it, I think, briefly on the podcast, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit more because it's been a week of death I'm going to talk about four people this week. And this hits everybody every single day, but I just can't believe 4 out of the 5 days this week, I have my cup of coffee in the morning, open up Facebook, and there's another person who passed away. And two of them are teenagers, one of them my age, and another gentleman a little bit older. So the first one was Dennis Armstrong. I met Dennis. I recruited him into Empower Network a few years ago. We were on the in the same mission, you know, entrepreneurs, network marketing, making a couple bucks. And, you know, Dennis and his wife Cheryl, I think I met at 2 Empower Network events. And Dennis just came down with an aggressive form of leukemia and passed away Sunday or Monday this week. And I just saw it on Monday on my Facebook feed, and I was like, damn. I, you know, some people, you see them on Facebook, you see their photos, what they're doing, what's going on in their life. He's posting photos of family and things like that. Now he's dead. I was like, wow, well, you know, what's Cheryl going to do? You know, there goes her husband. And what are the kids going to do? Son without a father. I just like, damn, it's so permanent. It's done. You know, it's done. Dennis was probably worried about what he was going to do today. And for the last 4 days, he hasn't even been alive. So that was Dennis Armstrong. And then we move to another gentleman by the name of Dennis. Dennis Cummins, his daughter, Lauren, who had been ill for the past, I forget. I interviewed Dennis on my podcast last summer. Because he had a book coming out on his daughter's 16th birthday, Lauren, and I just don't have the specific information of what she was suffering from, so I don't want to do it any injustice. I just want to say she's been sick, okay? Lauren passed away this week. I open up my Facebook feed, and on Tuesday, you know, I see that Lauren passed away, possibly Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday this week. It's like boom, boom, back to back. And I just, my heart broke for Dennis, obviously being a father with 4 girls myself. Losing a daughter, that's just not the way life's supposed to go down when your child passes before you. And, you know, I felt for Dennis. I met Dennis actually back in 2011. I was speaking at an event in Los Angeles. There's about 800 people there. It was just a rockin' time, Peak Potentials. Dennis was the lead trainer, and, you know, we hit it off. You know, we had a great time. I met him. We stayed in touch, and I interviewed him on my podcast about his daughter because I really wanted to get the message out. And I just have a lot in common with Dennis, aside from being a father and being an entrepreneur. He's just a good guy, man. And now he wakes up this week, and I believe today is the service, Friday, April 10th. I think I saw on his Facebook page this morning that he's going to be burying his daughter. Don't even know what that's like. Can't even relate to it. All I can say is life is short, you know. And you get into these situations, and a lot of people ask, and this is why I always say it, you know. First of all, the audacity some people have to bitch and moan about stuff that is so minor in life. Just very few things rub me the wrong way, like get me upset, like visibly upset. But I will shake my head and I will say something as well if I'm in the presence of somebody who's complaining about something that is a very minor thing. Obviously, my kids, I always catch them. Like, guys, don't major in minor things. I say it all the time. We don't major in minor things. That's minor stuff. All right, make the top 5 list of everything you're going to complain about. Anything that's not on that list, you're not allowed to complain about it. And then you see people like Dennis Cummins, who's got to bury his daughter, and you think, you know, when I tell people all the time with baby Susan in our journey, so many other people have it more rough than we do. I mean, we got it easy, you know. We got a child on a ventilator for a couple years with a trach tube and grown her lungs. Guys, that's temporary. Your situation that you're going through right now is most likely temporary. What these people are dealing with, we fast forward to the next day. I see an email from a buddy of mine I went to high school with, and he's telling me Rick Pecora, who I knew Rick from Bradford, PA. We both grew up in Bradford. Rick actually sent me a message about a year ago, just connecting. Hey, Sam, see what's going on with Everyday Saturday. Hope all's well. Hey, Rick, great to see you. Great to hear from you. Rick died from what I can understand, an aggressive form of cancer. Just in the past 2 weeks, I immediately went to Rick's Facebook page and saw he had posted literally 2 weeks ago, maybe 3. I mean, we're talking the end of March. Today's April 10th. I think it was like March 24th. And he had posted a picture of it snowing in Bradford. It's like, oh, springtime. Something making fun of the weather back there. And now he's dead. Now he's dead. I mean, I don't know anything about Rick's situation. All I know, he's got to be maybe 3 years younger than me at the most. I'm 46. He's probably 43, 42, 44. I don't know. Somewhere way too young. I mean, about half the age what he should be before he takes his last breath. He's dead. And then today I wake up and Lauren Hill, our beloved Lauren Hill here in Cincinnati, Ohio, passed away. If you remember last year, I did a podcast about Lauren. I'm sure you know. If you don't know, just Google Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N Hill. All right. And she was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer a year ago, and they did layups for Lauren and all these famous athletes, LeBron James and hundreds of other athletes were supporting her cause and showed up at her one game she played in. They actually moved the game to hold 10,000 people here at the Cintas Center where Xavier University plays their basketball games, just so her college, she was a freshman in college, could accommodate all the requests of people that wanted to see her just shoot a layup in a game. She scored the first points and the last points, and then she was admitted into hospice in December, and her situation got progressively worse, and she died today, April 10th, 2015. So two girls named Lauren that never made it out of their teenage years, Dennis Armstrong, who lived not a long life, but lived longer, and Rick Pecora, what, early 40s? Guys, let me tell you something. These, especially, you know, when I think of people, and I think of Lauryn Hill, and I'm not trying to minimize anybody else. I mean, Lauryn and Dennis and Rick, and everybody's made huge contributions. But just look at one of those individuals, Lauryn Hill, for example. Think of the impact she made, the $1.5 million she raised just for her particular disease just in the past few months, and the awareness and the movement that she created and all of these. I mean, I wish I could have half the impact that Lauryn Hill had. In the short amount of time, she's only 19 years old. And so many people live life leaving no impact, you know, no impact. They don't take care of themselves mentally and physically, and they live off the system and give me more welfare, give me more food stamps, give me more handouts. I don't like my job. I'm going to stay on unemployment. My boss sucks, and I'm just going to stay in an apartment. I don't ever want to own a home, and I don't want to help out and donate to this cause and that cause. Just take, 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 take. And then you get a beautiful soul like Lauryn Hill, who is just – couldn't even see straight, couldn't hear loud noises. I mean, even that day she played in that game back in November that we had here in Cincinnati, she had to wear headphones and sunglasses while she was sitting on the bench because the slightest noise and brightest of lights would really, really bother her. And, you know, she never made an excuse, man. She did it with a smile the entire time till she took her last breath. So the whole point of this podcast this week, today, is, I mean, looking back, it's been a somber week to look at those, but it's also been an uplifting week to get me off my ass to say, I need to go make even a bigger impact with one more breath. I need to even go out there and rattle the cages even more about the documentary film we want to create and the movement that we want and the nonprofit foundation and the speaking events that we're going to do and to all raise awareness, not just for prematurity and birth and for NICU moms and everybody else out there, but to make a difference just in somebody's life someplace. I don't care if it's the janitor at my kid's school, man. I want to get out there and just make a difference. And so do you, right? I mean, success without fulfillment is failure. And I know you want to get out there and make a difference. And maybe you're thinking, I don't know how, Sam. I don't even know where to start. Follow your internal GPS. That's my advice to you. Follow your gut. Follow your instinct. Send an email. Pick up the phone. Get on a Facebook. Join a group in a Facebook group. Get on Twitter. Tweet some people back. I mean, saying you don't know how, as we talk about all the time, that ain't going to cut it. Because when Lauryn Hill or Dennis's daughter Lauren, all of which were involved in great causes, and Dennis Armstrong and Rick Pecora, they never asked how to become entrepreneurs, to be thriving teenagers, to create a cause. They just went and did it, man. The how is the easy part. Christ, that's why we got search engines. You know what I mean? It's not about how. It's about, are you going to get up and get after it and find the passion to go make a difference? Even in a cause that you don't think anybody cares about, you got to get after it in a big way, because you caring about it is all that matters. Why do you even care what other people think? You will create a rally. You will create a movement just from your passion alone. When people remember the intro, when you're on fire, people will travel miles around to watch you burn, baby. So go make a difference today, every day, until you take your last breath. All right, we got a deal? Remember, head over to onemorebreath.org. Check out our Kickstarter campaign. Just pledge $25. Help us get the documentary film funded. And we'll show you a little love, because we have rewards for every pledge level as well. We've got some really awesome rewards for your pledge. Onemorebreath.org. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.